Hello and welcome again to Oscar Mike Radio. My name is Travis, Marine Corps veteran and your host. Oscar Mike Radio is co-produced with Sinister One Productions. What's your podcast doing? As we count down to year 10, number 500, I want to thank my sponsors, Joyce Asak of Asak Real Estate, Exceptional Parent Magazine, Case on Shaving Company, and Fight Camp, Be Your Strongest Combination, and from the Dallas area, Echo 6 Ranch Creations. Special show, ladies and gentlemen, special because for the first time in all the time I've done Oscar Mike Radio, I'm going to try to crochet this blanket while I talk to my next guest. Now, why is that, you ask? Because this blanket will be at Military Creator Con 2026 in Arlington, Texas. And I am joined right now by the dynamic duo, the Batman and Wonder Woman, the Batman and the Hawkman and Hawkgirl of comic book heroes in real life, James and Mara Van Buren. Welcome to Oscar Mike Radio. How are you doing?
We're doing great. It's nice to be here.
Doing awesome. Thanks for that great intro. And I'm glad I'm finally on your show. It took, you know,
well, you've been on before. You've been on before, James, back in the day. But the thing is, it's not the dynamic duo, though, James.
And yeah, I've never been on before.
Exactly.
Right.
And so, I'm crocheting while I'm talking to you and doing this. This is like really like, you know, new stuff. Speaking of new stuff, you know, first question, there's a lot of military conferences out there, and I won't get into all of them, but people ask me, like, Travis, what makes Military Creator Con special or different? And I give them my spiel as I do it, but in your mind, and we'll get into the origin story, if you will, here in a second, but right off the bat, like what is it about Military Creator Con that is so different and energizing?
No, I love that. And I love what you say, this intersection of something and something. Do you remember what that is?
Yeah. So my description of Military Creator Con is it's if you take a circle and you put all the creative people in the world in it, entrepreneurs, filmmakers, artists, woodworkers, inventors, what have you, right? You put them all in that circle. And then you took all the military people connected, right? Like active duty and veterans, mill spouses, families, Gold Star, and you mash those two circles together. That Venn diagram, the part where they intersect is us. That's what we specialize in, and it's all about the community.
And so for me, back. Travis, I want to say, you know, it's a home for creative people and creative, you know, I kind of say we all want to get together and do more creative things together, creative shit together. But, you know, it's just really, you know, if you think about the military space, things like the internet itself, GPS have come out of people that, you know, kind of said, hey, you know, what more can we do? What's some, you know, kind of push the envelope. And we want to kind of get a whole bunch of people together to see what's working in different areas and then kind of collectively do it more. So that's really at the heart of what we're doing and what our conference is.
Well. Coming from your background, you were an Air Force veteran, ladies and gentlemen, you know, U.S. Air Force, yay. And, you know, Mara, you're, you know, a wife of an active duty and veteran. There isn't a whole lot for creative types in the military on the surface. Like, you'll come across this person who can draw or write or whatever, but it's not like there's a whole branch in the military that will support that. And so it can be hard to hone your craft and then display it somewhere, right?
Right. I think for me, because as you know, Travis, I come from a creative background. My mom is a famous painter, and I became an award-winning jewelry designer and built a pretty good-sized business from that. And it's a very, even in the civilian world, it's a very siloed, isolating kind of experience being creative. You know, you're in your own stuff, right? There you are crocheting, and you know, maybe you sit somewhere else and you do your thing, but it's very self. It's very about yourself and bringing something out of yourself. So I think that when I joined the military community, when I married James, I saw some concept that was bigger and better than what I'd ever seen before. I didn't see people who were just military. I saw brilliance. I saw complete creativity and problem solving and different things. And I realized like there was a common thread there. But there's something missing in the civilian world. We don't have that kind of community. that you guys have, like that camaraderie, that like you met somebody and you're like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I was also in Iraq, or I was also in Somalia, or I was also in Korea, wherever it was. Maybe it was different years, maybe it was different, whatever, but it doesn't matter. There's still a commonality, right? We don't have that. So we wanted to bring those areas together, make a community that feels like home for the creatives, for everybody who does something bigger and badder than they are, right?
It's bigger, it's better. I went to MCC 2025 in Orlando last year, and you're in Texas, which is bigger. You're doing it bigger this year. I can't hold back the excitement. Tell me how this is bigger than it was last year, and then we'll get into why you should come.
Yeah, I think first, we did it with another conference called PodFest. Really loved that community and to be a part of that. And Chris Kremetsos, the founder of PodFest, a good friend of mine, and I really learned events, kind of doing that with him. We always knew we were going to do it on our own. Actually, the first 2 years of PodFest was in Tampa. So they did PodFest there for 2 years and then went to Orlando. Other conferences kind of move around. So we kind of looked at where would we want to be, kind of middle of the country. Texas is a very pro-military state. Dallas has a good airport. So, we really looked at, fell in love with Arlington and have had really overwhelmingly amount of support from all kinds of organizations in and around the state of Texas. So I think that's what drew us there. And then, everything as you kind of put out the vision and the plan, it kind of all came together. So we kind of, not necessarily joke, but it's come together. It feels so well that we've set a high bar for what it'll be next year.
Yeah.
And I think, we've expanded a little bit even from last year coming into this year, as far as more creative things that we talked about. Definitely podcast, new media will always be at the heart. Innovation, AI is a huge piece, of course, but it's just, we have more speakers. We have more, we're having a
We have four
casino next.
stages. Like we have
Yeah.
four stages. So,
Four.
four. We have four, a main stage and three other stages that are, I'll say, slightly smaller, but they're all pretty big, good sized stages. And then we have lunch each day. We have parties. We have welcome social, like a, bar thing. And then what everybody loves, we've got that whiskey and cigar nightcap at our closing night party, at the Choctaw Stadium. Everybody's kind of big about that, so I like that.
But it's been cool as a collective team and you helping us as well, but collectively to be like, what else would we want to do? What else can we do? And I would say we're for sure just getting started. As we kind of grow and do more things, we're already thinking about kind of in the future what things we add. But, this is definitely the first year on its own as a multiple day conference. So it's exciting in multiple ways. And, I think it's cool to be able to say I was at the first of certain things. So, definitely people. Some people have to miss for different reasons. I get that, but definitely it'll be cool for the people that are able to be there to say they were at the first one when, it was really, kind of at the beginning of what feels like a big trajectory of just influencing so many generations of, kind of past, present, and future service members, military supporters, and people. Because we definitely consider, some people have everybody around them was in the military and they don't consider themselves military. We, for us and our purposes, we consider that, military supporters or military, that's the military part of the military creator kind of that we're including as well.
So we want to bring people who support that community as well as people who are in that community. So it's very important for us to kind of bridge that gap a little bit, right? Because
Yeah.
that civilian to military world, but at the same time, there's something at the heart of Military Creator Con, which I think kind of is its heart. Like everybody is very much in alignment with, giving to one another and not being the hero, but being the guide. It's really amazing that people have come together to support it as much as they have. So we're looking forward to this year and even being bigger and badder next year.
So when we're watching this, it's going to be March 26 on a Thursday. So it will be, I think, literally, if I got Marine math right, James, 3 weeks away. There's still time to get tickets. There's still time to go all in on this. What are people going to experience at Military Creator Con in 3 weeks in Arlington, Texas?
Absolutely. I mean, we have kind of a little bit of everything for people. We have, I mean, to me, I'm not as much of a session person myself. So for someone like me, you have the networking, you have the magic always happens at the parties and the after parties. It's kind of an intimate, it's a pretty, the hotel we're doing it at, the Arlington, I'm sorry, the Hilton in Arlington is big but small at the same time, really intimate. Like where everyone will be, it'll be, the restaurant slash bar is close to where the event is. Each room is close to the other rooms, so there's a little patio area outside, so there'll be a lot of time for networking, and you just never know who you're going to be hanging out with. A lot of people who speak all over the world will be there speaking and hanging out as well and participating and learning with us. We have some cool stages set up, kind of studio. Like we have a Ecamm studio we'll be live streaming from. There'll be
Yeah.
people doing interviews. So
You'll be doing interviews, won't you?
I will, yes.
I know.
I think there's something for everyone. I think really, it doesn't matter which space, anywhere from Mara's down jewelry, right? There'll be people who do woodworking, jewelry, or could be digital creators, which everybody kind of really thinks about right now. But there's people that have built, Mike Starr will be there. He built a barbecue sauce seasoning company during COVID and has had other companies before. So really has been kind of leading in the barbecue competition space and getting good traction. So he'll be learning with and teaching some of the things that he's learning as well. So I think there's so much crossover in these different areas and communities. We want to have, I think there'll be some gaming community people there. There's just a little bit of mix of everything. Of course, technology and drones and AI will be talked about. So I think
Should I
there's a
bring my
large depth.
drone? Should I bring
Well,
my
that
drone?
sounds like a great idea. Oh, I love
All right.
that idea. We
All right.
could get some great shots with that. That would be phenomenal.
I'll
And
bring
it's
it down.
funny. Please do. And I wanted to kind of piggyback on James because he is all about the networking. He's relational. And so the connections and the collaborations are super important to me, but I like to sit in sessions. I like to learn stuff. I'm on a panel, so like I'm not a huge teacher. Like I'm not gonna be standing up there like preaching like you are, telling everybody what, how, and all about it. But at the same time, I think it's really great that the people who are coming with no pretense, no BS. They're coming to learn, to educate, to help other people, to be a part of something that hopefully really matters. Because again, it's better to do it together than to do it alone. That's kind of not how the military people, I think, were built. They were built to do everything with one another. And that community is so strong. We want to make it like a little subset or like a little subset of the entire military community.
Well, I think it goes back to what you said. No one has to do this alone. And, as we study things like PTSD and suicide and other things, the common denominator is loneliness. And I don't know about you all, but, I've been, in my creation journey, it gets very alone sometimes when you're trying to figure out how to make something work, or you realize, okay, I don't have this cool new tool. I've got to make these old ones all work together. It can be very lonely. And how cool is it that I'm going to be in an incubation ecosystem with other people who've gone through the same thing, maybe in different lanes, but they've all gone through the same mental process that we've gone through. I think it's more than just a party, which the party's going to be great. Cigar rolling, yay. Wine tasting, whiskey tasting, yay. So, and in Texas, yes. I had a good friend of mine. I'm going to give a shout out to the Outright.ai crew. Eric Jameson and Aiden, and Jameson's coming down. And I want to tell you all something. They looked at the website that you all created. I'll have that link in the Ask My Creator show post. And they saw what really impressed them, I want to tell you all, was the sheer volume of speakers, but the breadth of experience and expertise. How did you, and the question they had is, how did you all go through and decide, who's going to talk? And it must have been difficult.
That was
Because there's a
hell.
lot of talented people. I mean,
Yeah.
how did you do all that?
I got to tell you, we had a team. So it wasn't just us. So the good, the bad, the ugly doesn't fall just on us, which is a good thing, I think. But
Well, this is good. This is good.
yeah. So the team kind of said, hey, this is information that we really want the community to get, to have access to. And it was super hard. I kind of wish it was 4 days instead of 3 days. You know, like I wanted everybody who, you know, had applied to actually be able to speak. I don't honestly know if we had 4 days if we'd get everybody else in because there'd be more applications. And then, you know, I just don't know if that would ever actually satisfy me, but it was
But I
great.
think overall, we definitely took our time and, did or didn't rush into decisions. We had, again, multiple people that were kind of weighing in of like what we definitely considered is we wanted a takeaway for everyone because we have to always remember there's people at different levels and you can't assume because someone maybe knows how to do an email list that everybody knows how to do an email list or if everybody uses LinkedIn, or if you're comfortable in using LinkedIn, that everybody is. So I think there's the different levels that we have to consider. We want something, kind of takeaways, and if someone's at the very beginning and really has no idea how to start, all the way on up to advanced, that they're, at a certain level and want to kind of get to the next level collectively. So I think we looked at speakers, and that was the other thing. I'm glad you asked this question is. We're fortunate that a lot of people wanted to be involved. They love the concept. They love military people doing things, kind of using their experiences and their talent and their creativeness to do more great things in the world. And there's so many speakers that I can think of just in the top of my head that are used to speaking all day places, like they can run seminars and those kind of things. So there's,
So for them to collaborate with one another and share the stage in some way, in sometimes, in some cases on panels, it's a labor of love for a lot of these people. In fact, most of them, as you know, are military connected. I think only three that I can think of off the top of my head are not our supporters versus specifically military connected. And I think it was just I think I said it best. It's a labor of love for everybody. Everybody's taking their time. They're giving of themselves and of their knowledge, and they're open to like collaborating and networking and connecting. And that's what makes our community special. That's what makes it like nothing else to me that exists.
And we by far had the most amount of applications that we've ever had. We've always tried to cram way too much in too short a time. Last year, we had 20 speakers in one day and barely had time for breaks. Like, basically, we're like, okay, if you want to take a break, but we're rolling right to the next
Yeah,
one.
we're rolling right through it.
And
So
so
just know.
you think, oh, I got 2 full days, but you forget we kept trying to remind ourselves we have breaks, lunches, or not
Yeah.
lunch, lunch. And not going to end at 8 o'clock at night, right? Because we have casino night, we have things like that. So,
Give people a little
even
time to
though it
relax
seems like,
before whatever else they had to
yeah,
do.
even though it seems like we had a lot more time to have more sessions, which we did, I can't remember out of time I had, but let's say around 100, at least 175 applications,
Oh,
and
wow.
probably more than that. And we continue, which is good. We continue to get applications.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to look at the people that, maybe weren't able to speak or it wasn't a fit to possibly at this time, for next time. So it's not just kind of a one,
Yeah, one and
thing. We
done. I think
definitely.
it's really important to know that if somebody did apply to speak, it's kind of critical for them to realize that it's not really a rejection. It maybe if they're not speaking, it's just a not right this minute. You know, maybe we had 4 or 5 people speaking close enough to the same information, and you know, you have to make those hard calls. But at the same time, it's really important that they be in the room because it's not just about being on stage, in my opinion. It's about being there. It's about being in the room, collaborating with your fellow creative or your fellow entrepreneur, like collaborating and sharing your story, sharing where you've been, what you've done. I find that's where I feel most comfortable and personally excel the most is being able to give people the benefit of my experiences, both in corporate America and as a serial entrepreneur. So I think that's where I feel like the heart of our people are is like, I just want to be in the room even if I'm not speaking. So we have a lot of people like that. So that's great.
So one thing that comes to mind as we talk is I want to go way back here in the Wayback Machine. And way back, it was a Facebook group doing a Zoom, Facebook Live thing. And there's James and Mara bringing people together during right around time COVID got going and we were all alone. And it's been this continual theme with James and Mar in bringing people together. I think you just heard Mar talk about how if we're together, if you're in the room, you can get benefit from what is there. James, and then I'll go to Mar. Did you ever think that those days of getting on and doing those Facebook conversations would grow into something like this?
I think that's what's cool is it has come full circle, and even events, like to think that I would get out of the military and get into the event space and do an event someday and do it an event in the military space sort of was definitely not in my bingo card, let's just say. But I think that's what's cool is I think of things I've thought of recently, be the change you want to see in the world. The ripple effect that, affecting, 5 people can affect 25 people, et cetera, thousands, millions. So I think the cool thing again is just with all the, I'm definitely extremely relational. I've been fortunate to kind of have a career to where I was kind of a communicator by trade. So in the old days when we didn't have, the high powered computers in our pocket that we have now with phones, I would write people's numbers down on pieces of paper when I would deploy. And, I just always made the effort to, kind of go deep with the friendships that I had and the people that I knew. And, through technology and through a lot of the things that we'll be talking about, even at this year's conference, it's just enabled the world to be so much smaller. And, I continue to see people get reconnected and, I just talked to somebody today that's going to see someone that he hasn't seen for 30 years that he served with, so it's, you just never know. And it's cool. So to answer your question, I definitely hadn't, could never have seen this would be the moment. I remember meeting Mara and being like, I want to talk, speak on stage with you someday, and then not knowing at all what that would look like. And then here we are kind of doing, not just having a stage that we can talk to people together, but also, and then of course she met and me and wanted to help military spouses. And so we're helping military spouses, military members, people that are hopefully going to go in the military someday, that'll be affected. So it's just cool to be able to really have that much impact and have so many leaders and people that we've worked with and had relationships with that also then bring their people that they've served with and done life with and kind of being all in one place. It's super cool. And again, like you said, it's in Texas, so it's really gonna be really fun. I can't wait.
Now, for you, Mara, I mean, a lot of women, marry an active service, duty guy or gal and, have that experience. But it's almost like you're a different kind of military wife because you're so heavily involved with active duty and veterans, helping their businesses grow or giving them some coaching when they needed to get themselves through those plateaus and challenges. It's a really different perspective to watch you work in this space. Do you feel any different than the normal military wife? Not that any military wife is normal, but you've had, I would say, a very unique experience.
Well, I have to tell you, I don't know what the normal military wife experience is, right? I'm embarrassed to say, I'm like, I only know what I know, right? So I think for me, being a pure civilian, I've coined the phrase now, just so you know, Travis, it's a pure civilian.
A
Nobody
pure
in my
civilian.
family, pure civilian. Nobody in my family was military. Nobody I knew was military. We didn't live in anywhere near a base, like just completely like bereft of the community. And for me, I think it was eyes opened and wow, I love this community. I love the people in this community. There's some, I mean, just like everywhere in the world, right? There's some great people and there's some, okay, I love you, but it's just how it is. But I have found that the people who resonate with us and with me, particularly with me, are the veterans and the military spouses and military families that really want to build something. That ha like James said, that has impact. And I am 100% open to mentoring pretty much anybody that has that kind of coachability and that kind of interest in knowing and doing more. I've just been very lucky in my life that most of what I've done has worked out. I mean, I've had failures. I went belly up. One of my companies went belly up, like walked away with an award though. Yay. But it's an opportunity to learn. And I think people are so afraid of failure. That fear holds them back from really doing the thing that would make their lives feel worthwhile. And that's why we have this year's conference is Create with Purpose. right? It's really about finding your purpose, being of your purpose, encouraging other people's purpose. Like whatever that is, it could be handmaking belt buckles. It could be building AI applications from scratch. It could be innovating in some other level or building a business from the ground up or what have you. So I really am excited about helping military spouses, veterans, and the like in any way I can. And honestly, I don't know what a normal military spouse is supposed to do.
Winding this down, you've checked out the website. A person's checking out the website and they've seen the video clips. And I like the one where Adam Bird is starting us off, and then you have the different veterans talking about their experience. But for the civilian, let's just say, and I have a civilian coming, on my ticket. Thank you very much. What would you say to them? What do you want them to leave with when when it ends on Saturday night? And they get on the plane and fly back to where they're going. What do you want them to take with them, James and Mara?
I being civilian and never enough, and I wasn't married to him while he deployed his 11 times or whatever. We met and married after he became a retired veteran. I think for me, the most important thing is that if they walk away and say, I had the most amazing time, I learned, I enjoyed, I met people, I'm going to collaborate with this person next week. That to me is such an incredible success. I couldn't ask for more.
James, what about you?
Yeah, I think for me, it's again, I talked about the speakers. We have a lot of different topics and ranges of conversations that, and trainings. Well, I don't want to say trainings, but workshops and things like that that'll be happening. If someone at least can walk away with at least one, here's my what I'm going to do. Here's my action item. I think we have a lot of people that'll be giving real tips and applicational, like, here's what you do, here's what I did, and here's what was working right now. And literally, if you do this one thing, this will make a difference next week, next month, 6 months from now. I think there's things like that. And I think last year, one of the biggest compliments I think you can ever get, we got from a gentleman that he's like, I've got to go to the bathroom, but I don't want to miss any of this. And I think it's like, wow, like that's pretty cool that. I'll be honest, like I don't necessarily want to leave a room, but like it's hard for me to sit down. So I don't ever think, oh, I wish I would. I'm always, wherever I'm at, I'm cool with it. But it was, so I like that. But and also I want to say, we've done hard work to bring sponsors that make sense for the long term. We have AFES, which I'm really excited about, going to be there kind of talking about. Because I think one of your sponsors is, has his products in places like AFES, and I want to get more kind of military veteran businesses
In
their products
APs.
in AFES and on base, and
We've
it's
talked about that with them. And so this is like a town hall panel. They've brought their VPs to literally talk about how to get your product into APs. There's what, 4,000 of them worldwide. And what's involved in that? And what products are they looking for? So, like, if you can make a small, line extension shift. Like they want to work with veterans, and they're talking about how that might look and how and the experience that people have had in trying to sell them. That's a really open, genuine discussion, and I'm excited about that one.
and I think the other thing, which might not be a part of the question, but I know when I go, and I was just at South by Southwest this past week and around people I hadn't seen for a while, it's like a reunion every time because we're all busy. Mike Starr's a good friend of mine, but it feels like he's always somewhere, I'm always somewhere. Like just time to be able to be in a couple days in one place, intimately hanging out late at night, sharing a cigar at the end and a drink and talking and just deep diving in what's going on and our struggles, and not that everything's going great, because there's times, the highs and lows with that we all go through. So I think for people to walk away and be like, wow, like I'm not as crazy as I thought. There's a bunch of other crazy people like
Trying to do
I
this,
can't wait
yeah.
to get back to be around them. And I think just showing more people there's a way, because I think for me, as I think back and you get out and you're like, wow, I can do anything. It's like cool, but not. You're like, okay, well, how do I do this? Like, I'm gonna do a podcast. Like, I don't know. I don't interview people, just to kind of figure out things and come up with a path. The better we can help other people show, it's like, hey, if you want to literally do anything you want, or you've had this idea that you've wanted to do for a long time, and it's really something you want to try to do, there'll be people here in this community who'd be
That have
very
done it, and they're
energetic
and
that
the
way.
cool thing about some of the people who have done it, I mean, there are some people who have really done it like big time, right? But there's something else they may not know how to do, and that's what I love about our community is that they're very transparent. Like I said, there's no pretense. It's like, listen, I might have 300,000, 400,000 followers here, but I'm not having as much success over here. What You have great success there. What am I doing wrong? What can we do different? What's your thoughts on that? And so there's that collaborative effort, like I said, to kind of really help one another and really find a way to elevate one another. And I always say, because I also am a TEDx speaker curator. For me, it's about putting military voices on the stage, wherever that is. So I really believe what we're doing. I believe it makes a difference. Or I guess I wouldn't really want to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Last question, because I know you all are truly Oscar Mike. You've seen the videos. There's been other interviews you all have done. There's the short clips that are coming all over the place. People are excited. How can they get plugged in? How can they be in the know about everything to do with Military CreatorCon 2026?
Well, I think one of the ways that they can do that is to actually join the Facebook group. The Facebook group, it's funny because everybody's like, yeah, everybody's a part of it, but nobody's actually sometimes, follows, like follow. So go to Facebook group, find Military Creator Con, follow, go to the YouTube channel, definitely follow there. We've had tons of views, but I really need you to subscribe, right? And then you can be plugged in there, but go to the website, buy a ticket, come join us, be a part of what we're doing. There's a lot of people who are going to be a part of what we're doing, and just put your name in there too to ca stay up to date on what we're doing, because there's an email list, and we don't barrage you, because I hate that, so I don't do what I hate. So we try not to barrage you with stuff, but we want to keep people up to the minute. Like, hey, this is what we're doing. This is who's speaking. We have these great sponsors, by the way, which I feel like I wish I could mention them all, but they're I mean, we do. We have the VA Office of Suicide Prevention sponsoring us. We have, the VFW going to be there. We have, who else do we have? A bazillion people. We have like 36 sponsors of different, all kinds of different areas. Like, it's just a big deal. So just come be a part of what we're doing. You can always email us too. I think straight from the site, you can just send us a quick email.
Can I also say, if anybody knows Mara or myself, we are definitely accessible. We're on all the
Yeah.
platforms with our name, with the website, but definitely, follow us and tell a friend and kind of get the word out, and so we can bring more cool people together, and do more awesome things together.
And I think I'm creating a special code just for your podcast. Are you
Oh,
ready?
really?
Yeah, special
Yes.
discount just for your people. So it's Oscar Mike Radio, but it's going to be OMR 2026 50. And that's $50 off any ticket. So just, kind of a big deal right now, $50 off any ticket, because that's kind of like the biggest discount I've had ever.
Yeah,
So
we're actually
nice, nice.
there'll be a if some people are wanting to see, there'll be a comedy thing on
Oh,
Saturday
yeah, the
night.
Saturday night, there's going to be a comedy show. And I think we're actually going to potentially sell a ticket just to that one night. Not that I want you just to come to that one night. I want you to come to everything because it's all valuable. But the comedy show is going to be Robin Johnson, who is a touring USO comedian. And I think Tamika's son, who's had great success
He's been on
in, he's been on
Kill Tony.
Kill Tony, won an award on Kill Tony, done really well. He's going to open for her. So we're having a little comedy show there, some other entertainment and music, food, and that's the whole thing. That's happening before, same place, but different earlier. That's happening all before the Whiskey and Cigar Nightcap, which is happening a little bit later that night.
There literally is something going on for everyone at any time, all the time at MCC 2026.
Right.
Well, look,
Just
ladies
don't
and
sleep
gentlemen,
through it. Yeah, just don't sleep. That's me. He's saying that
well,
for me.
we have Adam Bird bringing his coffee, right? That is, I've had it. It's legendary. So we're good there. Just make sure you coffee up, right?
Yeah, I think we're having a raffle at the end of the the mid-conference party, which is Friday night. So we have the Casino Royale night where everybody's going to be gambling and playing and hanging out and stuff. It's not real money, so don't worry about
And
it. But
I want to mention specifically, we appreciate there's a person at PodFest that specifically is supporting us by giving us 4 tickets to a Boston Celtic game next season at the Garden,
floor
floor
seats,
seats. So
floor
we got
seats. So we have
so that one.
four floor seats for the Boston Celtics at the
That alone is
Garden.
worth coming
That's
to.
our, we think that's going to be our grand prize. So I challenge anybody to get me something bigger and better than that one. But that's awesome. And then of course, Adam is donating coffee that people are going to be able to get, you know, a big old bag of his beautiful coffee. And I think we're going to have a blanket. Yeah, camel blanket. Yep, crocheted camel blanket. So that's going to be awesome. We have all kinds of stuff. We have, I think, a $500 gift card. Oh, no, I'm sorry, two $250 gift cards for, to B&H Photo. We have a
Well,
$100 gift card to Black Rifle Coffee.
and there's other things
There's
that
so many stuff.
I wanted to actually say, because earlier we're talking about sponsors. Another person that supported us from day one, he's on our board of directors. He's gone above and beyond. I was just able to hang out with him this past weekend, and he's excited. You know, he does a limited edition shirt for us each year
Yeah.
as Mopod. So Joe from Mopod has been a supporter since we first told him about it. He loves what we're doing. He's excited about, you know, being with us for the long term. So, you
Like,
know, I
so if
definitely
you
think it's
know,
important.
you know, you get a completely like different t-shirt every year. Like, there's only so many people who really know, like, it's in the know. He makes enough for a lot of people, but like, people are like, I want the Mopar t-shirt, please.
Nice, nice,
Yeah.
nice, nice. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. If you're looking for a veteran-centric event, but maybe you're a military supporter and want to get in the creation family, this is the place to be. If you're not in Arlington, April 16th through 18th, you're just not going to be where it's at. James Amar, I just want to thank you for your many years of friendship and support for what I do and allowing me to come down and speak and share. And, you know, it's been a pleasure and an honor to support you however I can during this time. I'll see you soon. And again, I'll have all the links to MCC and Osmic Radio Show post. You won't be sorry. Get there and miss it. We're going to let you all go now. And I'm going to end with this. Hey, they're Oscar Mike, but we are always mission in flight. We'll see you in Arlington.
Every generation, every sacrifice. Our nation's service members have stood up for our freedom, our families, and our future. Now it's our turn to stand up for them. This year, you can honor their service in a deeply personal way by sponsoring a $17 Veterans Wreath. Each wreath is more than a symbol. It's a heartfelt tribute to the heroes who served and to the families who carry their legacy. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org to sponsor a wreath today. This isn't just a wreath. It's a personal gift to an American hero.
Thank you for listening and watching Oscar Mike Radio, where our active duty service members and veterans are in action and the mission is in flight. Oscar Mike Radio is an Oversized Load Co-Sinister-1 production. If you are a veteran or know a veteran who needs help, please dial 988 and press 1 for the Veterans Crisis Line.